Yo,
Oh,
you talk to Vic?
nah.
Right. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, man. I created us a Instagram page.
Bet.
So
Bet.
I went on there to follow you. I think I followed the right one. So I
Which
think
one
it's
is what?
Ryan Akeem something. I don't know.
Nah, Young Prince 05.
Young Prince 05. Let me see. Let me go on there now. Young Prince 05. Yeah, but it's called Click Talk. What you call them? It's Click Talk 05 is the website. So let me see. You said Young Prince.
05.
Young Prince 05. There. Boom. Just followed you from the page.
But yeah, man, welcome back, y'all. The Click Talk, you know what I'm saying? We had to take a little break, you know what I mean? Try to check on Vic Lamont ass. I'm probably doing some late night work or whatever, but you know, this show must go on. But yeah, man, shoot. We were talking about the reunion. You said that was dope.
Yeah, the reunion was
Getting
dope, bro.
together. But yeah, man, I got it, man. I
I
gotta
got,
talk
hey,
about it.
I got something I want to talk about.
All right, we're gonna go with yours first.
Hey, so you know how it's always double standards, right? So, like, how come women can always have a whole bunch of gay ass dudes as their partners, but you can't have no gay homegirls? You ever thought about that shit though? If you be like, oh man, that's my homegirl, but she gay. Cause you know what I'm saying? Your old lady be like, yeah, this is so and so. But hey, he's gay. Like shit, what the fuck? That nigga still got a berry in the tree trunk. What the fuck? Two berries
You
in the tree
feel me?
trunk. What the fuck that mean?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But then her reason be like, she still gonna want some dick every now and then.
He's still gonna want some pussy every now and then. What the fuck are you saying? You know what I'm saying? But
Like
it's
real
a double standard.
faggots, gay gays. I don't mean to say faggot, but
Yeah.
gay, big gay. No, you don't want no pussy. You don't want no parts of no pussy, man. And this dude I used to work with at Red Lobster Club, named Charlie. I called a nigga Good Time Charlie.
Hell no.
Gay club. They like a motherfucker asked him to go, the chick asked him to go to the strip club after work one night. He was like, around no sweaty women? Mm-mm, girl, I pass.
Hell no.
Oh, now I'm like, man, you big gay club. You big gay. Like,
Oh
you.
no, bro. It's a double standard, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you cannot go to your old lady and just bring up a female from work that you work with and be like, hey, we're going to go to lunch. Be like, who you going to lunch with? Oh, I'm going to lunch with goddamn Katie. Okay, who the fuck is Katie? Oh, Katie just this gay white girl I work with. Oh, hell no.
Oh, we're talking about you.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh,
No,
okay.
I'm just saying.
You
But
said.
again, my AG, I would be talking about she got like a gay homeboy or something. It did make me think about it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, now what if I had all these fucking gay girls and was gone and be like, hey, this is my gay home girl, and she coming to town, so we gonna go do dinner.
I mean, because with women, dog. A woman that says she gay, my nigga, she gotta damn near be dressed like us to the T. You feel me? On somebody gotta damn near be wearing them tank tops Vic be wearing to hide his titties and shit. I think they call it binding. For real, man, you gotta damn near be like that, cuz, to like for a woman to be like, yeah, you can be friends. Cause like shit, I got a homegirl that's like that. You know what I'm saying? No parts, no dick. You feel me?
So you saying you only can be cool if a girl gay, she got to be butch. Like you can't be cool with no feminine ass gay girl.
Cause like nigga, like, cause why would a dude want to fuck with a female that's dressed just like him, look like him, fade better than mine? You feel me?
But I'm saying it ain't even okay. So then let's transition to something else. You can't have female friends or just your friends.
Okay, we ain't talking about me though, but
But I'm saying, in general, can men have female friends or just their friends?
Yeah. 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 I mean, I got some females that are just my friend.
That's what I'm saying. I got some partners I ain't never hit. I ain't never hit them.
But then again, I mean, a lot of my female friends I have probably hit once. Or probably licked the puss or something. I mean.
I have a friend,
a female friend that I haven't, you know what I'm saying?
So your answer, no, you can't just be cool with somebody.
No, that's me. I haven't now.
No, but I think when I was younger, it was probably you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely trying to holler at, even if you're my homegirl, I'm still trying to see what you about at least one time. But I feel like that shit young and childish, but as you get older, I really got homegirls, just my homegirl. I ain't gonna hit them. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing sexual about it. I can talk about my relationship. They can talk about their relationship. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I take that back, Rico. I do have female friends that I have not smashed or, you know what I'm saying, messed with in that manner. I do. I take that back. You know, when I was in college, you know what I'm saying, at ASU, you know what I'm saying? A lot of I had a lot of female friends, man, that I haven't, you know, to this day, I haven't touched.
I got a couple of still keep in contact. Tuskegee, I ain't never hit them. I ain't never tried to hit them. We just on the cool shit. We just I remember one time we went to the bowling alley and shit. They were just my homegirls. You know what I'm saying?
So men can have female friends that are their friends. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel and it also it also depend on really the female, dog. Cause I feel you ain't gonna even talk to a female unless you feel she attracted. But once you start trying to talk to her, you get to know her. Even in college, okay, we met some females, we was oh shit, you know what I'm saying, whatever. It could happen, it couldn't happen. Then we started talking to them, shit, they cool as fuck. So then they just became my homegirl. But I feel like every man talked to a strange woman based off, even I ain't gonna see you trying to hit, but you'd be like, oh, that's an attractive woman right there. Man, I'm a sweet girl.
You're right.
Then it may evolve to, you know what, she's so dope. She done let it be known, this our relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Yeah, that's you're right, man. Cause it always starts off as she good looking, man. Let me see what she was talking about, and then just it's the conversation too cool. It's kind of if we did sleep together, we probably hate each other.
I don't want you to hate me.
Or you'll hate me.
Definitely.
Because you do have that one friend that you have that friend, you know what I'm saying? Hey, because I know you're not gonna be with it. You know what I'm saying? In my case. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna be with it. So you know what I'm saying? So we might as well not even, fuck around or even go any further, because shit, you're gonna hate me in the end.
Yeah, that should be the worst, dog. In my younger days, I feel like I don't got some cool homegirls just on the fact. I'm just young and horny, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to be everything. When I could have just kept it cool with it, we would have been lifelong friends, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you know what I'm saying? What, nigga?
Niggas is in the savage days, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I still think about Sharon a lot, man.
Oh, but I thought you went with Sharon, bro.
I did. But you started out as friends. No, listen, what I'm saying is, me and Sharon, we started off as friends. Me and Sharon, we go back to Lisenby days. You feel me, Sharon and Shannon? Because they remember me when I was, a grade above them. That's what I'm saying. Okay. When I was a grade above, when I was in the first grade before I got held back, you feel me? That's how far back this goes, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We always been friends, you know what I'm saying? We didn't start dating until high school.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, y'all. Sorry for those technical difficulties. Now, welcome back to Click Talk. But Rico, you were saying what now? You was out.
I went So my ex girlfriend Erica. So
I
saw this lady come up and my mama friend. So she gave me a hug, or whatever. I said, hey, she asked me how my mama's doing. I'm like, okay, I'm good. No, my mama good or whatever. She's like, okay, good to see you, baby. Like, you doing good or whatever. She walked up. So then she was like, who is that? I'm like, oh, that's so-and-so. She was like, well, why is you hugging her? I'm like, dog, this lady been knowing me my whole life.
What is you talking about?
What is you talking about? Like, this ain't that sexual, but you just a jealous ass person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that, you know, so yeah, you can't be around a jealous ass person like that, you know what I'm saying? But I can say I probably did give her a reason to feel that way, though. Because I probably had talked to her, some other girl or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm not, like I said, it goes back to how old is too old to be dealing with.
Oh, man.
When do you just get tired of it?
I got in a relationship, I was like, man, I ain't gonna never be in a relationship where, like, jealousy... Cause that shit rub off on you, cause you become to be that way, dog. But it ain't even, it ain't because you like that. It just be on some tick for tack shit. Like, damn, you coming at me like that, so I'm gonna come at you like that. And then you be like, damn, that ain't even.
So,
like, honestly, I ain't no jealous ass person. You know what I'm saying? I'm secure with me. You know what I'm saying? But it's like that shit will make you fucking. You start questioning them over dumb shit.
So. The answer to that question is...
Man, I say when I was about 24, 25.
You were 24. So basically when you get your... It doesn't matter the age. There's no age limit on.
Hell no.
Because it can happen when you're 24. It can happen when you're 34. It can happen when you're 54. But see, when you're 54, the shit you can... let's say you 54 years old, right? And you dating this chick. You know what I'm saying? She always riding you. She always talking about this, but hell, but you ain't doing shit because you constantly at work. You know what I'm saying? You constantly at work, but then the bills getting paid. You able to do you, get what you need to do and all that shit like that. But you still nagging about me whenever I decide to do something for me. If I'm off and I decide to go out, you jumping down my throat, clocking me every hour on the hour.
Man, it just depend on, man. Like, is you spending enough time with that person, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody, because I done did this, where, like, okay, I've been in a relationship with a broad, but I'm still hanging out with the fam. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the time. It's like, damn, we supposed to be in a relationship, but we ain't got no time, like, only time you want to hang out with is like through the week or like on a Sunday. But like when it's time to turn up, Friday, Saturday, I already know you always with your partners. Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, damn, dog, you have to like break that cycle sometime and be like, you know what? I'm going to kick with my old lady this week.
Click talk. This is what we do. This type of shit we do.
Because you'll fucking around and be like, shit, Monday through Thursday is yours, baby. Sunday through Thursday.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. But I feel what you're saying. Like, if I'm doing everything right, I got, you know, everything taken care of. We together. We spend time on the regular. And then I want to go out and do something for myself or just go hang out with the partners. Like, bro, I don't want to hear no nagging.
Exactly.
I don't want to hear that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Why you being the way you are is probably why we don't go out and go nowhere. Cause you remember the last time I took your ass to Red Lobster, you didn't like nothing that they brought out to you.
Exactly.
You came in that motherfucker with an attitude. Like, no, you like see, like you gotta understand yourself. That's what these people don't understand, bro. Some don't now.
Just nagging the period, man. Like, I don't want to hear that shit all the time.
Oh, come on, man. Like, shit, you can make you out know what?
Make them a spot hot. Like, you blowing me.
Like, you forgot about that, right? Oh, we don't do nothing. We don't go nowhere. Like, shit, you got to think about it. In the beginning, we did. What changed? It wasn't me.
It's like, dude. And then it's like, you go out, like, man, you get an attitude. Nah, my night run. I could have went out there with the partners, laughing, joking, being all right.
Exactly. You feel me? I go out with your ass. I got you like that. You not finna embarrass me out in public. That's one thing you not finna do.
And then you ain't finna keep nagging me and just nagging me and just everything I do ain't right. And I, man, why the fuck you around me then? I don't want to be around you.
Bye. Go.
You know what I'm saying? It's,
you feel me? Go. Bye. Bye.
Go. Hell, be with your partners or whatever. Do what you're going to do.
Yeah, man, go.
I don't need you around.
Yeah, go with your home girls. Jam out the city girls, bitch.
Yeah, they go talk about how good of a nigga, how bad of a nigga I am to them.
So exactly.
I don't
exactly.
Want to do that shit.
Exactly. Kiss my ass. Put your tongue out.
Man, but you know, a lot of times on both sides, man, you have to learn how to just let shit go. You can't let shit, you know what I'm saying, build up in you. And it's like, motherfucker will tell you, man, they'll be like, hey, I'm going to clean the kitchen. Okay, cool, you clean the kitchen. I'm going to take the trash out. Boom, I take the trash out. They clean the kitchen. Why am I always cleaning the kitchen? And you just want to take the trash out? Well, bitch, that's what we said we was going to do. Okay, yeah. Well, boom, I clean the kitchen, you take the trash out. Boom, clean the kitchen, take the trash out. Why we got to take the trash out and you always clean the kitchen? More of my story is these females gonna always be indecisive. Now you can give them the world.
Yeah.
And she'll say, yeah. You can bring her Earth and she'll say, what about Mars and Venus? You know what I'm saying? Pluto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just an everyday battle, man. It's life. And it's like, as long as we got women, like, we ain't gonna always know everything about them, bro. I just face that fact. Like, I'm never gonna learn everything about women. And it's like, even one woman, you could be with this one woman for 9, 10 years, you ain't gonna always know everything about her. She gonna bring something new out on you. She gonna have a different attitude. Like, you just got to be able to adjust to her, bro. Like,
tell them that it's human nature. Oh, why? Does she do me that way?
When I was, you know what I'm saying? You could be doing everything right and then just be like, hold up. This shit is too perfect. What the fuck you been doing? Like, bitch!
Yes. I knew what the fuck you been doing.
Nothing!
Hey, what you talking
about? Why is you bringing me flowers in a car? What you do? I ain't did nothing!
Why you saying like that? Why you saying like that? Like what? Cool. I'm telling you, man. Like you just, yeah. Whoever said she's right whenever she's wrong, need to be slapped upside the head.
See, I don't play that shit, but like, bitch, that's wrong, man.
Exactly. Because that motherfucker fucked it up. Along with the motherfucker that said the customer is always right.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah. I fucked all that shit up. All right, now, y'all, this has been another episode of Clay Talk. I'm your boy, Ryan the King, man. It's been a pleasure for y'all to tune in with us and enjoy these laughs and these silly-ass jokes and comments from my boys, you know what I'm saying, Rico Montana.
Hey, man, I enjoy y'all, of course, you know what I'm saying? I look forward to this every week talking to y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, my boy Victor LaFont.
No doubt, man. As always, it's a good time. Enjoy fellowshipping with y'all. And we definitely appreciate everybody else for tuning in, too, man, and getting a little taste of our world, man.
And that's what's up, man. Ryan and Kim, this has been Click Talk. See y'all next week. We out.
Holla.